Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Antonio Brown practiced today. Certified helmet. That's from John Gruden. Not going to waste everybody's time by providing commentary on that. Just wanted to get it out there. I've upped my Steelers win total for 2019, and I will tell you why, and I will tell Chris why, in 15 minutes. Right now, though.
Yeah, you won't even tell me off the air. No courtesy here.
A couple of weeks until the start of the Pitt and college football season. Late yesterday, the AP Top 25 came out, and Pitt was not only, to no one's surprise, not in the Top 25, but they didn't even receive a vote for the Top 25.
The also receiving votes category, one I always used to check doggedly if my favorite team wasn't in the top 25 to see how close. Were they climbing the ranks? Did that upset over South Florida boost them a little bit? Not even, ugh.
For the defending Coastal Division champs.
How many teams do they usually get in the list? I know it's
another
10.
I'd say it's about the top 35 teams in the country.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, occasionally you'll get them going all the way to the teams that receive one vote that are like 46 in the country. So they're not even, safely speaking here, in the top 40, we could probably go.
Penn State's in the top 15. They're either 14 or 15.
Yep.
And West Virginia received votes. They had a good year last year, but they also lost their quarterback and their head coach. This is year five for Pat Narduzzi. And so I just, and I'm talking to somebody, and Craig roots for Pitt too. I'm talking to two people who will root for Pitt on Saturdays.
Wait, Chris does?
When I'm not rooting for Penn
when
State.
They're not playing Penn State.
Okay, sorry.
How does this sit with fans? Like, to be in the fifth year of what is supposed to be like a return to some kind of relevance, not greatness.
Occasional prominence, though. They should compete for the Coastal Division title every year. And I've heard people say a reasonable expectation is that if he loads up one year, they should be able to at least give whoever comes out of the Atlantic Division a run if they make it.
Pitt has averaged six wins since 1982.
8-5, 8-5, 5-7, 7-7. They are same as they always have been under Pat Narduzzi.
Okay,
they've
so
got
then,
2-6-2
okay.
conference records, and that's about
so then,
as good as
so
he's done.
So then where is the outrage?
Oh, I know why there's no outrage. I'll tell you why. This doesn't apply to me.
Why aren't fans like, look, we made a bunch of coaching changes, but the whole idea of ending that merry-go-round was eventually we were going to get back to being a top 25 program. Not top five. We're not Alabama or Clemson. Probably not even top 10. We're not Michigan or Ohio State or Penn State. But can we be in that
top
next
20?
Can we be in that next tier?
Top Pitt, 20.
Pitt has not been ranked in the preseason top 25 since
03.
Wani's last year.
Okay,
they went into
that
Utah game ranked with Deion Lewis as a Heisman Trophy candidate. They got beaten overtime, and they have not been ranked to start a season since. A decade, Chris.
Yeah.
10 years.
I think the highest they've been ranked in the preseason was Walt Harris's year with Fitz and either Fitz's first or second year where they lost to Toledo. They were preseason number
eight. All right, but that's
eight.
Not on Narduzzi.
No,
I'm talking about why now,
no, I know.
5 years in, is there not like—
I can tell you why.
There are no expectations where people say it is— a half decade into this experiment, and even though we won an awful division last year, we still went 7-7, and it's not like there's a rosy outlook or cheery outlook for this
they
season
either. They lost
their
two best offensive players, and no one, I think, seriously believes Kenny Pickett will take a leap except the most delusional fans out there. Here's why I think, and this doesn't apply to me, and I'm not speaking for myself, I'm projecting here, but I think I'm correct. There isn't an outcry about a lack of progress because one other thing you haven't really heard is Pat Narduzzi even be seriously connected to other open jobs. And after the merry-go-round that was their coaching search post-Wanstead, I think people here are genuinely happy and feel that there is some degree of cachet in having a guy who comes from a place that had built itself up pretty good in Michigan State to being a pretty decent team in the Big Ten, there is some sort of perceived cachet in, hey, look, this guy's now going to be here for a half decade at least.
Okay, so
there's some stability. They have settled. They have settled. If you're in a relationship and you're just with somebody that you know isn't breaking up with you and you decide, you know what, I'm okay with this, that's how Pitt fans feel.
Are they at peace with having like reasonable expectations, which is we're probably a team that should win about 7 or 8 games a year, and maybe every year we get lucky and we knock off some giant like Clemson
yeah.
or Penn State or
yeah.
I Miami?
Think I think there is, on one hand, people still believe that, oh, they should win the Coastal every year. On the other hand, there is some sort of comfort taken in the fact that Pat Narduzzi doesn't seem to be going anywhere. He talks real tough, which we might think it sounds ridiculous, but people seem to like. And then, yeah, if they get an occasional major upset sprung, which he's been pretty decent at, all things considered.
He's been really good at that, all things considered. He should have had one against Notre Dame last year.
People like it. People are okay with it. The minute that they get really good, you will get that odd sort of counterintuitive hand-wringing.
Well, when is that going to – I don't
think
sign up for that.
Yeah, if they get really good, I should say, you will get some counterintuitive hand-wringing from Pitt fans who now start to worry, when is a bigger program going to swoop in and take Pat Narduzzi? To which I would say, pray that day comes, because that means he'll have probably won 10 or maybe even 11 games in a season. Right now, it doesn't appear that they are close to it.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Steelers wide receiver Ryan Switzer. But coming up next, I'll tell you why I have higher hopes for the Steelers, why I am adding to my 2019 win total. I now have them as a double-digit win team. I will tell you why next. It's the PM team on The Fan.
You know, obviously a little frustrated, but that's unfortunately we don't get to play the whole game right now. So you wish you could be out there for more so you could bounce back and everything. But something that I haven't done in a year, obviously. So, you know, got to knock the rust off and everything. And, you know, thankfully we have a short week this week so we could bounce back quickly. But, yeah, it's, you know, the first step of getting back into it.
Name that voice, Chris. Can you do that? Context clues help.
Get back into it.
I'll give you another.
Give me another crack.
You know, obviously a little frustrated, but that's unfortunately we don't get to play the whole game right now. So you wish you could be out there for more so you could bounce
TJ
back and everything.
Watt.
But something
nope.
that I haven't done in a year, obviously. So, you know, got to knock the rust off and everything. And,
wait,
you know, thankfully we have a short week this week so we could bounce
crap.
Back quickly. But, yeah, it's, you know, the first step of getting back into it.
Something I haven't done in a year. Why am I blanking on this?
Craig, you get a – you know who that is?
Ryan Switzer.
Nope. We're going to hear him at 4 o'clock. That's Jimmy Garoppolo. 49er starting quarterback, 1 for 6 with an interception in his first game since his torn ACL in last September.
You're not really doing this,
yes,
are you?
Yes, I am.
There's time to There's
yes.
time to get off the exit ramp before you continue down this highway of woe.
This is one of the games that I'm flipping on right now. I am amending officially my Steelers prediction from 9-7.
Hold on. You know I think you're one of the smartest people in this business in the country, right? And you are suddenly falling into one of the worst traps a person can fall into. We all acknowledge that the preseason is fundamentally meaningless, even for a guy like Garoppolo, who has been with the new team for, 2 years now and had a knee injury wipe out most of the season. Him being bad in a preseason game does not matter. Come on, don't do this. Don't fall into this trap.
It's not just the way he played. In my time off, I've been doing a lot of reading, and I've been trying to get myself ready for this season, and I've been... There's been a lot of analysis going on, and my wife found out about the strip club visit
various
in Vegas, and I had to, like, you know, go into my little...
Your den.
Yes, my corner of the house and read about the Steelers and beg for forgiveness.
You're a pathetic person. You
I
know
am,
that?
Ron, yes. And I just don't... I don't buy Garoppolo anymore.
Because of a preseason game?
Just the whole thing. Did you know that he's had fewer in his career... Sam Darnold has more pass attempts than Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'll predict it right now.
Josh Rosen has more pass attempts than this guy.
The 49ers are going to beat the Steelers.
He is the Ryan Mallett, Matt Cassel. He's another one of these quarterbacks, much like the head coaches, where they get out of New England and they blow.
Didn't Ryan Mallett beat the Steelers? I'm looking it up right
yes,
now.
Yes, he did.
He's one of these Mike Glennon, not the New England thing. He's one of these
Ryan
crappy quarterbacks.
Ryan Mallett with the Ravens beat the Steelers in Baltimore, yeah. Okay. But that was with John Harbaugh. His
okay.
coach is Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. An offensive
who
guru.
Gets his quarterbacks killed, by the way.
Okay.
Steelers
they're playing them early in the season.
Chris, the Steelers schedule sets up for worst case scenario, 9 wins. One of the tropes that we hear all the time here in Pittsburgh is that the Patriots have things easy because they get 6 games against the AFC East. Mm-hmm. The Steelers aren't getting 6 games against those teams, but they're getting 3.
The Steelers could start 0-3.
Well, yeah, they could. They could also start 2-1.
I'd bet on 0-3 more than I'd bet on 2-1.
Oh, do you really want to make a bet like that right now and lose it to me to start my week back from penis surgery? Do you really want to do that? Because that is a terrible bet. You're gonna put your money where your mouth is right now and say that the Steelers will start
0-3. If I would make a bet, I would.
All right.
Feel
so how about this? If they start 0-3, I'll pay you. If the Steelers start 2-1, you pay me.
I'll think about it. I have time to think about it. It's not like anything can change between now and then. But you are basing this 49ers result, flipping a loss to a win, on the fact that a guy, more than anything else, had a bad preseason game.
They don't have a quarterback.
And if he had had a spectacular preseason game, it would not have moved the needle 1 inch for you in either direction.
The preseason is a lot of confirmation bias, where you think something, and then the preseason just can strengthen your point about a player.
But in this case, if you had it as a loss beforehand, it totally flipped your opinion.
Well, you know why
Garoppolo.
I had it as a loss? Because Tomlin loves to lose games like that.
So Tomlin's still their coach. They could the worse Garoppolo is, the more likely it is they'll lose.
When I made my prediction before the season start, when the schedule first came out, I predicted that we would have a bunch of road, West Coast, bad Tomlin games, and I said that the Cardinals and the 49ers would both be losses. I can't have them 0-2 in those games anymore. I don't feel good about that. I can't have them losing to Garoppolo and Cliff Kingsbury. So if I flip that to 1-1, that takes my 9-7 to 10-6. Now they're solidly into the playoffs, probably a healthy 2-3 games ahead of the Browns.
Man, New England feels like New England feels like a pretty obvious loss. The Seahawks at home is not some easy game. And the Niners, I don't think, is an easy game. They are in real peril early on in this schedule. The Chargers looming.
Okay.
Granted, it's a night game. The first 6 games are a legitimate meat grinder for
Give
them.
Me the first 6 games right now. You got them in front of you?
At New England.
Loss.
Home to Seattle.
Win.
At San Francisco.
Win.
You have flipped it to a win.
2-1.
Cincinnati.
Win. 3-1.
Baltimore at home. You prepared
4-1.
Definitively say win there.
Yes.
Why? Baltimore always has a little trick up their
sleeve. Yeah, I think they're going to split with Pittsburgh, and they'll lose the game
at
here.
At the Chargers.
Win.
So you've got them at 5-1 through 6.
Yeah.
They're going to have more than – here's a bet I will make with you.
Okay.
They will have more than one loss through 6 games entering their bye week. So one loss or less, you get the money. More than one loss, I get the money.
No, I can't make that bet.
Okay.
Now, if you want to make it 4-2, I'll make it with you.
I'm presenting a doomsday scenario here saying 0-3. You are awfully bullish to throw a 5-1 at me right there.
The Chargers already lost their linchpin player on defense. That Derwin James thing allowed them to play their funky defense, which was basically put a million defensive backs on the field, which worked against Baltimore because they had speed and Lamar Jackson didn't know what to do with it in the playoffs. And then the next week they went to New England and Tom Brady basically hit them over the head a million times and made them look like complete idiots. So I think that team's coming way back down to earth. You know that'll be a home game for the Steelers in a soccer stadium in Los Angeles. So I've got them winning that game. Yeah, I guess I got 5-1. And I got 10-6 overall.
7-9.
You are so... You're telling me you trust Garoppolo. You look at that Niners team.
It's not about trusting Garoppolo. It's about not trusting Mike Tomlin and the Steelers on the West Coast.
So are you're just going to predict them to lose all their West Coast games? LA?
No, I think they might actually sneak out
Arizona.
Of Arizona. I think they might actually beat
San Francisco?
I think they could go 1-2, though. San Francisco and LA, as advertised, beat them because they're supposed to both be pretty good teams. I don't know. I don't look at this schedule anymore and see cakewalks. I see the Browns game on the short week being the road team there, even though it's 130 miles away as a loss, just because the road team hardly ever wins that game. I see the Ravens on the road at the end of the season being potentially perilous.
So do I.
Hell, I don't even think that the Jets game on the road is fait accompli that they're going to win because Sam Darnold could take a major step
All right,
forward.
They've got 3 absolute layups.
Miami. The Bills.
They've got Miami.
And the Bengals at home.
Yeah.
That's not a long way towards 10. That's one third of the way there, not even. 30% of the way there.
7-9. Have you caught any heat for the 7-9 prediction?
Caught a ton of heat, mostly because of you. It's your fault.
Yep, sure is.
But if I, you know what the problem with making predictions like that is? If I'm right, I don't get to like bask in it
because
people call me a big jerk.
Are you watching Garoppolo here, and are you ready to switch
the Steelers game? I think I had that game as a win before.
So are you going to stick to your guns on that?
Yeah. I didn't think I had that. No, I didn't have that game as a loss originally. I didn't think San Francisco was all that good even with him.
Is Garoppolo still going out on dates with the porn star? He needs to get that big porn star energy
back. I thought it was a bunch.
Kiara Lee or whatever her name was, they were photographed together. He's
is
got
that the one from Brazzers?
I imagine she works for all the contract
companies. Pony's probably got a credit card bill with something to her name on it.
Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevy and McMurray. Join Sun Chevy for their all-star open house all month long and open the door to a new Chevy. High of 77. By the way, my wife texted in during that segment and said it was $675, by the way. She's got the number committed to memory. Lorenzo Neal. All-time great fullback, a guy that used his helmet to run people over and now works up in Oakland and San Francisco, is going to join us in 5 minutes. I guess AB's back. We're going to ask him what he thinks of this whole AB fiasco, the Steelers going into the season. We'll ask him about Garoppolo. He watches him play because I got that game as a win now, and Chris is pessimistic as per usual. All right, maybe he's realistic. Who knows?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.